This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, I'm a little confused why people are getting stuck in pipes and sewers and underground systems. So we hear a 50-year-old man was just rescued from a storm drain tunnel in Phoenix. We don't know what he was doing there. They're investigating right now. Police, why? The name of the man hasn't been released, and Phoenix Fire Department crews were called out when a group of students walking home from school heard someone yelling for help while they passed the elevated portion of an underground Salt River Project irrigation box. I remember the Salt River Project. See, I used to live in Arizona. We moved there when I was like six, and so I kind of grew up there. We moved back and forth between Arizona, Phoenix, and Vegas because my dad liked to gamble a lot. And so they had the Salt River Project, and I never really understood what it was, you know, because I'm like, we really don't want rivers that are salty. I thought, you know, rivers are supposed to be fresh water, but it never really made a lot of sense to me. But anyway, they have a Salt River Project there. And I guess when firefighters arrived, they saw water in the irrigation box and could hear the man but couldn't see him. Other crews arrived, began opening manhole covers on Rosa Road, and they eventually found the man in the storm tunnel. The lowered ladder, the man was able to climb out on his own. Now, this follows after a boy had to be rescued from a Los Angeles sewer system. Apparently, a boy spent an entire night, about 12 hours, fighting for his life in sewage pipes. And rescuers were hoping that they would find him alive, male, conscious, breathing 13-year-old. And it was Jesse Hernandez. He was found alive. It was about 13 hours, I apologize. For firefighters and sanitation workers trying to find him, he had fallen down a 3-foot hole while playing with friends on top of an abandoned sewage maintenance building in Griffith Park. So obviously, with every hour, there's a diminishing window of survivability. Have no water, no food, not sure what's down there in the sewers, rats. And video was shown from inside the sewage pipes that showing where Hernandez was trapped. It was a pipe that was barely 4 feet wide. And toxic wastewater was rushing past at 15 miles an hour, so he could have drowned. Specialized cameras attached to buoys were used to search through the hundreds of feet of pipe until authorities narrowed down his location. And I guess sanitation workers lifted the hatch of an 11-foot chamber. It's in a small patch of dirt along the 134, where the 134 meets the 5. I believe the 134 attaches to the 110, which attaches to the 101, which is the Ventura Freeway or the Hollywood Freeway. I used to live in L.A., too. I know my roads. Anyway, so then the workers use their hose from the truck to reel them up. And everybody wanted to jump in and save this kid, and they did. Again, why are people underground? What's happening? Now, I remember when the Hawaii missile alert came out, people were throwing their kids down into the sewer system, you know, to protect them from a nuclear blast. Kind of a smart idea, I guess, you know? Even though that whole Hawaii missile alert thing was a big cluster. Not sure what the heck happened there. They claim that the person, you guys remember that a few months ago, Hawaii got this alert that there was a missile coming towards it and to take cover. So for about 30 minutes, everybody was panicking. Nobody knew where to go. Nobody knew where a nuclear shelter would be. People throwing kids in the sewer. Apparently everybody got off Pornhub. Showed a big spike of porn before this happened. Then hardly anybody was watching porn. And then people went back to the porn. So that was very interesting. But, you know, a lot of disarray. And, you know, a lot of us don't even know what is underground. Is anybody aware that we may have subway systems or, you know, big tunnels or areas under? Do we even know what we're living on? I mean, what if we do have to, you know, go into the sewer? What if we do have to go into an underground tunnel? The city officials know. We have no clue. I am right now in my studio. I have no idea if under the studio there's a bar, there's a nightclub. I have no idea. Now, living in Vegas, you got the Caliche, and so it's really hard ground. So we don't like to build a lot of stuff underground where I am. In other parts of the country, you could build basements and stuff like that and underground parking. But where I live, we kind of have to do everything up because it's just the rock is just so hard. But, when I walk in New York, I'm in Manhattan a couple times a year. When I walk and I see this metal sheet, and you know there's the sewer systems underneath, I don't like to walk on top of it. I always think it's going to break and I'm going to be the idiot that falls into the sewer. I just do. Thank God this kid lived through that, but usually when I'm in New York, I'm dressed kind of good. You know, I'm there for business, so I just don't have time to fall into a sewer and then get back up and then take a subway. So my advice to you all is try to learn what is underground, okay? It wouldn't hurt. Try to avoid being underground, but try to avoid a sewer. But, you know, just be a little bit more aware of your city. I just think that's, you know, not too much to ask. Okay, when we get back, we're going to be talking about, this is kind of frightening. They say money troubles can kill you. If you lose your life savings, which I did during the recession, I think most of us did, right? I didn't have much of a life savings. It was, you know, whatever I was able to, you know, collect during the Bush years. But if you lose your life savings, that'll boost your risk of early death by 50%, as if we don't have enough crap on our plate. Also, we have some more information on this Salmonella Kratom outbreak. People taking Kratom, then they get Salmonella, and we'll talk about how that's not a real good mix. Then we're also going to be talking about how medical marijuana is starting to be touted as what we need to do to curb the opioid crisis. Why I think that is not a good idea. We've been talking about opioids. We've been talking about marijuana. We've been talking about how as we legalize marijuana, we're going to see more and more of a push to use that as a substitute. Do we really want a country addicted to pot? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So whenever we get these studies where they say, well, losing money is hazardous to your health, we all like to say no flippin' duh, okay, right? I mean, why do we even have to spend time talking about it? But when they say it's going to increase your risk of early death by 50%, I think I want to listen to this a little more. They say middle-aged adults, which would include me now, can't believe I'm middle-aged, but I is, who lose the majority of their wealth, face a 50% higher risk of dying in the next two decades. Okay, I may be okay because honestly, I never really had wealth. I got out of school. All right, so here's my scoop. Okay, yeah, we could talk about me for a second because everybody thinks I'm loaded. I'm not. I'm constipated, but I'm not loaded, all right? So basically what happened with me financially, and I have no problem telling you guys, this is piece of cake. So grew up in a family where dad was fixed appliances. He fixed appliances, and, you know, he made money. And my mom kind of helped my dad out with that. They dove into a little bit of real estate. There was a little bit of a boom in the 80s, and they made some money then, but then they lost it all in the stock market. Some BS happened in the stock market, not sure. Some trader used their account and put money in, and I don't know what the heck happened. But anyway, we didn't really get that much of a break. Had maybe a couple real good years, but for the most part, we were poor. So going to college was just nothing that was ever a guarantee for anybody in our family. Nobody ever in our family really went to college and graduated. I got a scholarship, so I was able to go. My parents also didn't have the best credit, so they didn't want to sign for loans, and they thought that they didn't want to take on debt, so why sign for us to have loans to go to college? That was their thinking. So no big deal. All right? I was able, luckily, to get a scholarship to go to college. I get out of college, I got a biology degree. And the biology degree was an exciting degree to have. You can't really do anything with it except apply to medical school or start going for your master's and then maybe a PhD in biology. Well, I wanted to be a doctor, so I applied to medical school and I got in. For medical school, you have to borrow money. I went to a state school, University of Nevada, Reno, excellent school, and I didn't have to borrow as much money as other people would if they went to UCLA or Stanford, etc. So I graduated medical school with a good amount of debt, but not as much. I think I was only about $80,000 in debt. But the trick to that was I also waited tables when I was in medical school. So I waited tables, so that offset my truck. I bought a little mini Isuzu, so that kind of offset the truck, helped me pay for my brother's college. And so I waiting tables really helped me offset what I had to borrow. So I graduate medical school now, about $80,000 in debt. I had to marry my husband. I remember only having $2,000 left from all my tip money when I waited tables. So I used that $2,000 for the wedding. Luckily, his parents and, you know, some credit cards helped us get through the wedding. But for the most part, wasn't the fanciest wedding. We don't have to have a fancy wedding. I don't need that. As long as we had an open bar, I was happy. So now, after medical school, you go into residency. And residency is when you actually start seeing your first amount of money, right? It's when you start seeing the first amount of money from your whole medical school path. But it's not a lot of money. I remember UCLA, I think residency was offering $29,000 a year. And this is in the mid to late 90s. I think I made $35,000 a year. Now, the $35,000 a year sounds really good to most of us, right? Like, damn, $35,000 a year, hell yeah. But you don't understand. Working 36-hour shifts back-to-back, it was very easy for you to work 100-plus hour shifts. So you start dividing that up, you basically average about $1.10, $1.20 an hour. So I'll take the $1.10, $1.20 an hour. Now, your loans, you're right, somebody's got to start repaying the government. The government allows you to defer your loans when you're in residency because they know if you're only making $35,000 a year, or nowadays kids are I think they're making like $50,000 a year in residency, you're not going to make enough to start paying off your debt. And the average medical school debt is about $400,000 or $500,000. So you go through your residency, then you get a job. Now, I got hired at QuickCare. I got hired at UMC QuickCare, and they were paying roughly between $60 and $70 an hour, which was amazing money. It blew my mind. That was like, whoa, I can't believe I can make that kind of money. So I worked as many shifts as I could when I was trying to open up my practice. Opening up a practice cost thousands of dollars, so I took out another loan. So you really get into some deep debt early on, but hopefully you pay for it. Then you have to wait to get credentialed on insurance companies. You have to wait for insurance to pay. I remember seeing one insurance. It was an Aetna company where I got $2 copay. It was like $2. What the hell am I supposed to do with this? So you don't really start seeing money start to come in, and you didn't start being in the black. You were in the red, but you didn't get into the black until probably second, third year of your practice. Now, by then, I've already had my second kid. Plus, there was some family issues, so I had to help support the family. And so now you're just trying to, you know, pay for everything, pay for staff, get into your first home, etc., which we did. So we did that. Luckily, the economy was starting to boom. 2002, 2003, 2004. So the equity went up in our house. Did we have a lot of money in the bank? No. Early 2004, my grandmother died. Nobody had money for the funeral. And funerals back then were at least 10 grand. So they were talking about cremating, and they're like, no. She wouldn't want that. She wants to be buried. In the Jewish religion, we have to bury. So I had saved up at the time close to maybe $9,000. So all that went to her funeral. A few years later, my dad died. No life insurance. Nobody in the family had money to bury him. So we had to borrow to have him buried. So it was just one thing after the other. Finally, the real estate started to boom. And the real estate started to boom really, really nicely. 2004, 5, 6, even though we knew there was going to be a bust. But for some reason in the Southwest, homes were skyrocketing. So we sold the house, took that money, bought a new house. Okay? I had a little bit of a profit after the loan. That house went up, so we sold that house. Got a little bit more money to put into the next house. So we did that. So we were able to get into a nicer house, having less of a mortgage, because we were able to sell when the market was high. Everybody goes, well, you know, how do doctors make their money? You don't make your money in medicine. You make your money by other things, whether it's your real estate or other sorts of investment. Meanwhile, no real retirement plan started. I didn't start a retirement plan, no money, no time. So no retirement plan in my 30s. Slowly getting into the 40s, meeting my 40s. Now the recession hits. I was still in my 30s. And when the recession hit, that was rough. Now the housing market drops and your house is upside down. Money's not coming in. Obamacare stinks. Everybody has high deductibles, so money's not coming in. And so we didn't file for bankruptcy, but we were damn close. Luckily, we were able to sell our house. Somebody from California thought our house in Nevada was a steal, bought it for what we wanted. We were able to get out of the house, go to a smaller house, and then we bought a house that was at an early phase. One thing that is a real great way to increase equity is when there's a new home development, you buy in the first phase because they keep raising the prices with later phases. So when we bought early phase, by the time the housing development was done, you already built that equity. So now we're starting to save. Here we are, middle age. And, was all this hazardous to our health? Was the trials and tribulations with the recession stressful? Absolutely. Everybody says money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure does. I mean, it sure eliminates some of the stress. And so when they were talking about in this study, they looked at, I believe, 8,000 Americans, and they found that those who suffered a negative wealth shock, defined as losing 75% of their wealth in 2 years, faced a 50% increased risk of dying over the next 2 decades. And this study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. And this Great Recession from 2007 to 2009. That Great Recession was not from 2007 to 2009. The Great Recession, according to NPR, please. The Great Recession went from 2008 until Obama left office. Please. But anyway, they looked at test subjects and they saw. They looked at how money affected their health, affected if they died prematurely, etc. You had depression, high blood pressure. So what does that mean for you and I? Well, one, if you're not wealthy and you don't have much to lose, then, you know, that probably helps stave off certain, you know, health issues. But two is expect recessions to happen. Make sure you're safeguarded. Make sure you have a plan to downsize, even if you have to live with other family members. But it's bad enough to lose your wealth. Can't be also losing your health. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Beautiful voice Kevin Bassay has. Love that song, maybe. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. You have dirty hands, and you don't have a place to wash them. Daily Mail has rated hand sanitizers that can help you clean up your act. That's a tough one. I do not like using hand sanitizers to wash my hands. I think soap and water is the best thing for us. I think having the grut and the grime still in the pores and the cracks of my hands that does not get washed away with hand sanitizer does not please me, especially if I'm going to eat. I eat with my hands. I'm a big hand eater. Are you guys like that? Or are you really big on utensils? I have to eat with my hands. I just do. I'm a lot more comfortable. I don't know what it is. I eat cake with my hands. I could eat cereal with my hands. Honestly, cereal. I don't know what it is. So, you know, my father was Israeli. And so, you know, he never really, I don't remember him eating with his hands. You know, there was a spoon and fork. But if I have a bowl of rice, it seems more natural to me to take my fingers and scoop it up and eat it. Like they do, you know, in the Mediterranean, the Middle East, then use a spoon. It just makes more sense to pick up the food with my fingers and eat it. Chicken, I will break the chicken off. Steak, I would rather pick up the steak with two hands and chew than use a fork and knife. The problem is I can't because, you know, you're out in public and people stare at you and stuff. Soup, I would rather pick up the bowl and drink. Now that's what we did as we were kids, like cereal or soup. When the spoon, you know, we were taught to use a spoon. I mean, we use silverware. But when the spoon had a difficult time getting the remaining end of the soup, you take the bowl, you drink from it. So I'm on a date with my husband years ago before we, you know, got engaged. And I take my soup bowl and I start drinking from the bowl. And he goes, "What the hell are you doing?" I go, I'm just drinking my soup. He goes, "Use your spoon." And I go, it's just easier for me to drink from the bowl. I don't get that. We drink hot chocolate, we drink coffee, we drink tea directly from the cup. Yet I can't drink my soup or eat my cereal that way. I use my fingers to scoop up the Raisin Bran or the, you know, the Frosted Flakes or whatever. And then I drink the milk. It's just natural to me. That's why we like French fries so much. Because we can eat them with our hand. If you had to cut up a French fry, are you kidding me? Vegetables. They say vegetables taste better. And people are more attracted to eating vegetables if they're in spears. Something you can hold with your hands and eat. That's just what people do. Try eating your cereal with your fingers or a fork. It's kind of interesting. Just something I've done. So anyway, so I like to eat with my hands. So I need my hands super clean. So apparently, they say sales of hand sanitizers are rising significantly every year. The global market is expected to reach, I believe, $1.6 billion by the year 2024. So Nigel Brown, a professor of molecular microbiology and former president of the Microbiology Society, was asked to assess, I guess, certain hand sanitizers. Now, there's on Amazon sold something called No Germs Instant Hand Sanitizer, and it looks like it's a spray. And they claim that this white foam sanitizer will kill 99.9% of all germs in less than 15 seconds. It has antibacterial chemicals like polyhexamethylene, biguanide, and benzethonium chloride, as well as aloe vera, chamomile, and lavender. And they do think that this does work in less than 15 seconds. They say the majority of active chemicals work by breaking through the protective membranes around germs, which effectively kill them. It's a very rapid process. And they say that the active ingredients, like the polyhexamethylene biguanide and the benzethonium chloride, yeah, I can pronounce these. I don't know what they are, but I can pronounce them, are very powerful antimicrobials. They say the added essential oil extracts also have properties to slow the growth of microbes, but this doctor says, "I routinely avoid anything with benzethonium chloride in as it is known as a quaternary ammonium." Now, quaternary ammoniums are salts that they believe contribute to antibiotic resistance. They also say bacteria can develop resistance to these chemicals, and in doing so can become resistant to common antibiotics like ciprofloxacin. The foam feels smooth on the skin, but it does dry a little sticky. So they give that one a 5 out of 10. There's another one called the Milton Antibacterial Hand Gel Disinfectant, and that has two types of alcohol. So rather than some of the chemicals, they use alcohol, 60% ethanol and 50% propanol. Many antimicrobials, put a little bit on your palm. It's not a spray foam like the other one. And it does kill 99% of the germs. Even B. cereus, Bacillus cereus, called B. cereus, that's a very big cause of food poisoning. But they say the alcohols are very effective antiseptics. They break down the fatty membrane around the bacteria before killing them. Alcohol, though, will dry your hands out. to try to moisturize. They like this one, and they gave it a 9 out of 10. For those of us with bad hand eczema, you got to avoid the hand sanitizers with the alcohol because they dried up. Now, a lot of us use this Dr. Broner's Lavender Organic Hand Sanitizer. It's a spray, and it's supposed to have none of the, quote, nasty chemicals you find in conventional sanitizers. Why? Because it's made of lavender oil, glycerin, and it has 62% alcohol. Lavender does have some bacteria-killing ability. It does. And then, of course, the alcohol could kill the bacteria. Of course, alcohol could dry your hands. It's heavily scented, so some people may like it. The glycerin should help with some of the drying agent, but they said overall this product they only gave like a 6 out of 10. Now, a lot of us use these Sandy wipes, these Sandy Hands antibacterial hand wipes. People believe that these wipes are even better, are probably better than the antimicrobial hand sanitizers, and they think it's the most effective and hygienic alternative to soap and water. Why? Because the texture of these wipes are impregnated, they say, with alcohol and antimicrobial benzalkonium chloride. Now, the benzalkonium chloride, as you know, can be, unfortunately, promoting antibiotic resistance, which is why when we were talking about these wipe down Sani wipes and these sanitizer wipes, we could be unfortunately making alcohol resistance worse. So, because they're a wipe, you could really get into the fingers, you could get under the nails, you could get into the cracks of stuff, you could also do it on surfaces. So, you know, this is something that you could actually really use to clean. The doctor says he uses them for public toilets. He uses them when he's on trains and buses, etc. They have 60% alcohol. But because they're slow to biodegrade, it may not be good for the environment, he gives it a 7 out of 10. There's a whole bunch of different products that they talk about. Hippie Scrub. Now, Hippie Scrub, we use Hibiclens in surgical settings. And that's made with chlorhexidine gluconate. They say it binds to the skin and offers persistent protection for 6 hours. So we use Hibiclens or a Hibi-type scrub at the hospital. Very effective antiseptic. Also works against fungi and may inactivate viruses also. Has glycerol, so your hands stay kind of soft. They like this one. They gave that one a 9 out of 10. So, you know, do these things work? Yeah, they do. Okay, these do work, especially if they have alcohol. You know, I mean, can you pour Jack Daniels all over your hands? Probably. You know, alcohol, but it all depends on the alcohol content, of course. So, you know, they do work. The only problem is the more you use these things, if a bacteria survives the first blow, it's going to make progeny that could survive any blow. And so we got to be really, really careful about promoting antibiotic resistance. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the FDA is ordering a mandatory recall of Kratom products produced by Triangle Pharma Naturals after the company refused to comply with the agency's request to issue a voluntary recall. Now, several of Triangle's Kratom products being reported by CNBC were found to contain Salmonella. Salmonella is a deadly bacteria. And the agency requested the company to issue a voluntary recall. Apparently, the FDA has been investigating the salmonella outbreak that has affected 87 people as of March 15th, according to the CDC. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what kratom is in a second. And a lot of people are taking it as a way to treat opioid addiction. Other people are taking it for the high. The FDA has warned consumers not to use kratom because it appears to affect the brain in similar ways as opioids do and could expose users to similar risks of dependency and addiction. According to Scott Gottlieb, FDA commissioner, he said, "We continue to have serious concerns about the safety of any kratom-containing product, and we are pursuing these concerns separately. But the action today is based on the risks posed by the contamination of this particular product with a potentially dangerous pathogen. This is the first time the agency has ordered a mandatory recall of contaminated food products, and it has threatened to do so twice in the past." Now, Triangle Pharmaceuticals has not responded to CNBC's request for comment, so we'll let you know what they end up saying. But that's some scary stuff. Why wouldn't they at least respond or do a voluntary recall? I mean, unless they think they really don't have the salmonella, but if somebody's finding salmonella-tainted product, that's a problem. So, what is kratom? So, kratom, the name is Mitragyna speciosa. It's a plant that grows in Southeast Asia and parts of Africa. And for centuries, farmers chewed on the leaves of the plant to get an extra boost of energy while working in the fields. However, due to the harmful properties of the drug, it was banned in Thailand in 1979 and Malaysia in 2003. It is legal in the U.S. It's known as kratom or ketan or kakuan. And these opiate-like effects apparently are a big high, or a big draw. Now, the reason why kratom is legal in the U.S. is because people are taking the drug to help withdraw from opioids, like heroin. But kratom could be just as addictive as opioids. So, this kratom also gives an increased energy and alertness, which is something a little different than a lot of opiates. Opiates are usually very sedating. Now, it could be from the euphoria from it, but kratom seems to be something that people are liking because they have the dual effect. So its use is continuing to grow in popularity, according to drugabuse.com. It's often smuggled, they say, from jungles in Thailand for sale in countries like the U.S. They say kratom bars are popping up and serving the drug as a brewed beverage. Apparently, states like Colorado, New York, North Carolina have spots where you could sit and enjoy the tea drink and feel the narcotic effects. The drug is still legal in the U.S. You can actually order multiple drinks. So here you are ordering this, and you have no idea what it could be potentially doing from an addictive standpoint. According to an article published in the New York Times, some of these bars serve kratom under the name ketan to deter you from making a connection to kratom. So the FDA states that it could cause a slew of negative health consequences, respiratory depression, hallucinations, nausea, vomiting, and then, of course, you could go through severe withdrawal signs and symptoms from that. But kratom, their effect works quickly. It kicks in within 5 to 10 minutes. And what also is very appealing to people is you could feel the effects for 2 to 5 hours. Many narcotics can take 20 minutes to kick in, and the euphoria may only last about an hour or two. So a lot of people will consume it as a tea. You could also chew leaves or ingest it as an extract. They say at a low dose, so just 10 milligrams, you will get increased feelings of euphoria, energy, talkativeness, social behavior. And at higher doses, 20 to 50 grams, then you could start getting the sedation, the pleasure, and the decreased pain. So the lower doses can give you that initial boost. The higher doses give you more of the analgesic narcotic effect. So what could it do to you? It could cause nausea, itching, sweating, dry mouth, constipation, loss of appetite, increased urination. And then if you take it more frequently, you could start getting anorexia, weight loss. No. We do not want people using this as a weight loss substance. No. Anorexia, weight loss, insomnia, skin darkening. That's interesting. It could help darken the skin. Could also cause dry mouth and constipation. Now, there have been some reports of hepatitis and other liver-related illnesses with kratom use because of the extracts. if your liver is having trouble breaking this down, it's going to inflame the liver. So we also have to watch for liver disease. Then they think that creatinine could also cause some psychotic symptoms. So why is it still legal? I don't know. You know, some states have outlawed it, like Indiana, Tennessee, and Vermont. But I guess it still has been slow to make the rounds. So it's addictive. It is addictive. And from what we understand, we don't have enough evidence saying that we should use this to treat withdrawal. So using this to treat narcotic withdrawal and then turn around becoming addicted to it themselves is not good. So what would withdrawal symptoms be for creatinine? Well, withdrawal symptoms of opiate use will be pain, muscle twitching, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting. It's not fun. Same thing with creatinine. Muscle aches, insomnia, irritability, hostility, aggression, emotional changes, runny nose, jerky movements. So not the most ideal. And now that we're being told that, you know, there are some supplies that, you know, can be contaminated with salmonella, we got to be careful. You know, so, you know, you guys are seeing this trend here, okay? And we're going to be talking about this more in the second hour. But people want to get buzzed or high or treat themselves or escape. And they're going to Imodium. They're going to Kratom. They may go to marijuana. Huge push for people to go to marijuana. It's even being recommended that people go to marijuana. Not sure if we should be recommending that. But we're not treating the underlying issue. We're trying to stop opioid overdose and opioid misuse by, you know, honing in on doctor prescriptions and trying to restrict doctors and how they practice. That's not solving the problem. You have people out there that don't want to be in pain. Or they don't want to be tired. Or they want to feel better. Or they don't want to be bored. Or they have been addicted to something and they want to lessen the withdrawal symptoms. But you have people out there that have a demand. And whenever there's a demand, there is going to be a supply. Whether it's a supply that we want, whether it's a supply that's legal, whether it's a supply that's safe, anytime there's a demand, there is going to be this created supply. And like ants trying to find the easiest path to get around something, that's what's happening, and that's what we're going to see happen when it comes to narcotics and people wanting euphoria or escape, etc. Right? This live for the day or you only live once, YOLO, might be something a little bit more new in this generation. And, you know, in this age than in others, for us, when we grew up, we were like, well, anything you do now is going to affect you later. People don't think that now. Now it's, you want to know what? There is no later. So live now. So that's why we're seeing more of these problems. 1-877-DR-LA.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.